I want to take you back now about 30 years to this news bulletin from Eastern Europe.
The Soviet government reports an accident at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in the Ukraine. Measures are being taken to deal with the aftermath of the accident and to help those affected.
The Chernobyl disaster in April 1986 turned out to be the worst nuclear meltdown in history. It spewed radiation across Ukraine and much of Europe, and to this day, a 20-mile no-go zone exists around the plant. But this week, a huge new shield was moved into position over the accident site. My BBC colleague Tom Burridge was there and saw it.
It's steel and concrete. It weighs more than the Eiffel Tower in Paris, for example.
Wow.
So it's absolutely massive. They've moved it using an intricate system of hydraulic jacks so that it sits over Reactor 4, where that accident was back in 1986.
Very impressive and a great achievement of engineering, but why is it needed? I mean, 30 years later, how dangerous is the area still?
Yeah, well, basically, in the wake of the disaster back in April 1986, when there was an explosion, then a fire, 3% of the radioactive material inside the nuclear reactor actually escaped into the environment. So that leaves roughly 97% of it still inside Reactor 4 today. Basically, in the wake of the disaster, they built very quickly a structure to go over the reactor and the huge amount of radioactive material inside. And therefore, they need this giant shield over the top so that the engineers can work underneath it to deconstruct the old reactor and to make the huge amount of radioactive material still inside safe.
I mean, just 30 years later, I mean, the presence and publicity of this dome, how worried are people in the region that maybe there was something they weren't told?
Well, I don't think they are. I mean, you know, there is this 30-kilometer exclusion zone around Chernobyl. You can go there as a tourist. It's pretty impressive. There's this ghost city just round the corner from the nuclear plant called Pripyat. And it's these huge Soviet concrete buildings. It was where the workers and their families lived. The families and their workers were evacuated in a hurry in the wake of the disaster. It is just left almost as it was and now in sort of ruins. But it's a pretty impressive site. So tourists can go there. There is this exclusion zone, though, so it's tightly controlled. You have to get the right paperwork in order. But people can come and go. And the workers, of course, working on this huge, giant shield, and the workers who will now begin work underneath it to secure the actual reactor, I mean, they've been coming and going from the site throughout. So people are going there on a daily basis. The workers, though, do work shift patterns. So they'll work 15 days on and 15 days off. The thinking is that, you know, during the 15 days of work, they will be exposed to higher levels of radiation than normal, of course, and therefore they need 15 days off to give their bodies a rest from it.
What did it feel like to be at Chernobyl 30 years after the disaster?
Well, it's a strange place. It's slightly eerie. That ghost city is a funny place to go, but it's fascinating. It, of course, was a disaster, so it's not a sort of particularly happy sort of moment of history to kind of go back to and learn about. But at the same time, it was such a major event. You know, the Soviet authorities' reaction that we heard snippet of, you know, the way they covered it up, the way they mismanaged it, it did contribute to the downfall of the Soviet Union. It sped up the fall of the Soviet Union in most people's opinions. So it's a major event of history, and therefore it's a fascinating place to visit.
My BBC colleague Tom Burridge, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.